Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Claims Committee's June 12, 2025 meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 1 p.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Becksmith, may I proceed with the roll call?
Yes, please do, Sherry.
Thank you. Chairman Becksmith?
Here.
Governor Butts?
Here.
Governor White?
Here.
Governor Knight? Governor Knight advised she is unable to attend today's meeting. And Mr. Palmquist?
Here.
Chairman, we have a quorum.
Appreciate it, Sherry. One, I'd like to welcome everybody to the June 12th Claims Committee meeting. I appreciate everybody jumping on. First and foremost, to Governor Butts, I appreciate you stepping in last committee meeting for me. My kids and my family appreciate it as well. So thank you and job well done. Speaking of the March 6th Claims Committee meeting, hopefully everybody got a chance to review the minutes prior. If there's no changes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Motion carries. All of the committee members have been presented with some information in the back of their packet on regards to the non-litigated and the litigated claims report that were given by both Craig and Elena. If there's no questions on that or any clarification, we will move on. All right. Seeing no questions. Next up is our favorite friend, Mr. Greg Rowe. Greg, the show is yours, my friend.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, other members. Hope everyone's doing well. Today, I have three consent items on the agenda. And as you stated, I know you have your binders with that information on those. So I'll provide a high level and certainly be happy to address any questions you may have. And also, just as a reminder, the board has requested that we separate any non-CAT versus CAT spend on contracts moving forward. So I'll identify those amounts on any applicable contracts as we move forward in today's meeting. Perfect. But the first one I have, the first consent item, is for our comprehensive material analysis evaluation services for insured losses. Our current contract on this ends December 2025. And we procured a new contract with the same vendor for the same services. So in short, this contract with ITEL Laboratories provides identification, pricing, and availability of any damaged flooring, such as carpet or wood flooring. And so basically how this works is that if we have a loss where there is damaged flooring, if we need to, the adjuster can provide a sample to ITEL. And like I said, whether that's carpet or wood flooring, and they can identify specifically the manufacturer, the availability of that particular flooring, and localized pricing. And so it's really critical in the claims process, because what that really does is it eliminates any pricing dispute for that particular flooring, as it's no longer an estimate, it's a specific amount. So for this contract, we're looking at a three-year deal estimated at $450,000 for non-catastrophe and $180,000 for catastrophe claims, for a total contract spend not to exceed $630,000. And finally, for this contract, just to let you know, it is transactional pricing, meaning we only pay as we go for any report needed, not a lump sum. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll pause there for any questions on this item.
Appreciate it, Greg. Does any of the committee members have any questions on the ITEL contract with regards to the spend and or services? Seeing none, Greg, do you want to read the staff recommendation, please? And then I'll entertain a motion.
Absolutely. So staff proposes that the claim committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors authorize the comprehensive material analysis evaluation services for insured losses contract with ITEL Laboratories, Inc. for a term of 3 years for an amount not to exceed $450,000 for non-catastrophe claims and authorized the Comprehensive Material Analysis Evaluation Services for Insured Losses contract with ITIL Laboratories, Inc. for a term of 3 years for an amount not to exceed $180,000 for catastrophe claims, and authorized the staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this consent item.
All right, thank you, Greg. I'll entertain a motion.
I move for the approval of the proposal.
I'll second.
Right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Greg, number two.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. The next consent item is for our claims legal services contract. And these contracts provide outside law firm representation for our litigated claims department. And as you recall, in December 2021, we requested $500 million in total spend. And at that time, the board approved $50 million in initial authorized spend and requested that we provide ongoing litigation updates as justification for spend authority in $50 million increments as needed. So we've been doing that since, like I said, December 2021. As of March 1st, we've incurred approximately $445 million in spend under this contract. And we're forecasting that the spend authority of $250 million, which we're requesting for this consent item, would cover the cost of the contract through the end of the initial 5-year base term, which ends in February 2027. I did want you to just take note of the first table for this item in your binders. As you'll see to date, catastrophe claims accounted for around 50% of the overall contractual spend. And being that CAT spend wasn't originally budgeted for, absent those CAT claims, we would have been well within the original requested contract spend of $500 million. And secondly, there is a second table that shows the average monthly spend on this contract dating back to 2022. And as you can see, from 22 to 24, the average monthly spend had been increasing year over year. Good news is for 2025, that actually has decreased on a monthly basis. And the table also shows the number of pending lawsuits has decreased below 15,000 matters, which is great, being that we were over 19,000 matters in 2022. So I think both the decrease in spend and the reduction in our monthly litigation are indicators that our litigation strategies have certainly proven to be highly effective. So for this item, we're estimating that the requested $250 million in spend authority, $125 million will be for CAT-related litigation, and $125 million would be for non-catastrophe litigation. So again, I'll pause there for any questions.
So, Greg, I think it's important to clarify a couple things. One, and I think you already hit on one of them, is one, we don't budget for a lot of the catastrophe claims expenses. And so when the original $500 million ask went to the board was aware that obviously this didn't include catastrophe claims, but to include it. And as we were getting the increments, two, and I know this claims committee has discussed this on multiple occasions. This is the reoccurring ask for the 50 for the et cetera coming. So are we, I want to clarify though, you're asking for approval up to the 250, and then it will go to the board on whether or not we're still asking for the 50 million increments. Is that correct?
So what we're really asking for, we've of the $500 million we originally asked for, we're at approximately $450 million. So at this time, we're really asking for another $50 million increment, which would put us at the original $500 million we asked for, and an additional $200 million in spend authority. Of that, again, approximately $125 would be go to CAT, and the other $125 million for non-CAT. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So I guess my question is, since the board already authorized the 500, and again, this may be just a legal question, should this be split up into two different ask, one for the 50 million up to the 500, and then an additional spend of 200, or can we capture that all in one ask?
It's captured. I mean, the way
Okay.
that the way that we've written the recommendation is for the full 250 million. We did not separate that out. It is indicated in the packet in terms of that breakdown, but we didn't split that out. If that was
Okay.
that was the question.
Yep, no, that's perfect. Let's just make sure that is notated. That answers my question. I'll pause and see if any of the committee members have any further clarification or
Mr.
questions on
Chair,
this.
I have a question on that,
Please, Johnny.
and I guess a little further clarification, Greg, if you would. I get the 200 versus the 50, but is it the intent? Well, I guess what Governor Becksmith was asking, is it the intention of the committee to continue, of the of citizens to continue to come to this committee with $50 million tranches as we've done it for the past 450 million?
Correct. That's my understanding. We're not looking to change that on our side. It's
Okay.
just looking at this new amount, I'd say, as a total. So it's above and beyond, like we said, when in 2021 we had asked for 500. And so knowing that we've gone above and beyond that, even though we had only been approved 50 million in those tranches, as you stated, we wanted to be as transparent as possible and let you know that we're projecting to get us to the end of the contract, at least the base term in 2027, then it's going to be a total of about 250.
So again, just to let me restate then. So you're asking for an additional extension or an extension of the cap by 200 million,
Correct.
authorization of the 50 million tranche this time, and as that expires or is used, you'll come back to this committee for additional requests per each $50 million tranche. Is that correct?
Absolutely. If we get to the end of the contract at that point, we can certainly renew. And if we do renew, we'll see where we're at contractually with our spend. So I could see the amount going up, and or if we have a large catastrophe down the road, that would change things, we could come back. But the intent certainly is to continue to come back in these 50 million tranches for approval, as needed.
Great. Thank you, Greg. What happens then? You've mentioned the breakout between cat and non-cat. We've really never done that in the past, as you know. Are you asking for those to be separated? And then, if, for example, you spend more or need more than 125 million in non-cat, you're going to come back and ask for that, or will you just roll over as necessary until you reach the total 200 million?
Yeah, great question. And my understanding is the reason that we wanted, or at least the board wanted those separated, is so we can specifically account for as best we can to project for non-cat. We feel pretty good about that. And like I said, even in this original ask, had we not had any catastrophe claims, we would have been well within the 500 million. For catastrophe, knowing that it's much more of a a swag because we don't know what the weather may bring. That bucket would be looked at independently. So the spend is combined, but we can track those separately so the board is certainly aware from a transparency standpoint on how we're doing relative to cat versus non-cat, knowing that cat is much more, it's up in the air as to what that may look like.
So,
So
John,
for
to clarify the board has asked exactly what Greg has just said of just being able to track cat versus non-cat a little bit more, recognizing we don't budget. My understanding in this discussion is that this is for authorization of the 200 million. At this point in time, they're guessing it's going to be 50-50 cat versus non-cat based on current spend. Obviously, if the good Lord blesses us, we don't have a bunch of storms this year. Hopefully that number is more 70-30 right down the road. But the authorization, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, is just that we're going to spend up to an additional $200 million to include both cat and non-cat.
So the thank you, Governor. So the cat, so the question, the issue before this committee, and this committee will be voting on, really is just the 200 million plus the 50 million. We're not voting on a 200 125 million for non-cat.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Governor White, Governor Butts, any questions or comments? All right, seeing none. Oh, wait, Governor Butts, I just saw you come off of mute there. Sorry.
Got all sorts of questions. I mean, the amount of spend on this obviously just continues to, kind of blow my mind what we spend on attorneys to fight stuff, which leads into deeper conversation in my mind as to, is it spent? Are we fighting the ones we should be fighting? Is it worth it? All of those types of things. Some of the stuff we went through, I think, at the last meeting that will continue to kind of play out. I guess one of these one of the notes here in the packet talks about the lower reduction spend, but yet an increase in the rates of the attorneys. Is that accurate? And by what percentage did that go up? You would think that right now with less litigation based on the changes that have been made legislatively, that we have a lot of attorneys out there that may be working for a few dollars less since there's not so many lawsuits. Is that not the case?
So it's a great point. And contractually, when we enter into those contracts with the law firms, there was an increase in spend that came with, with those contracts. So as you can see, I think it's approximately 95% of the claims matters that we have on the books today are on those new rates. So it is higher, but the average monthly pending litigation has gone down. I think we're contractually sound in terms of our attorney rates as they are. I know our team does a great job at looking at those, and those attorneys can, they bid on their rates, and we look at those across the board. But when the contract stipulates that the rates do go up, we have to do that.
And Greg, I'm sorry. How long are we locked into those the rates today on?
I will have to get to you to see when that. No, Elaine, if you have it off the top of your head, when those end. I believe this one ends February 2nd of 2027 is when the base term ends. I don't know. My question was, Elaine, I don't know if there's another increase contractually between now and then. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I would like to check with John first before I say, I don't want to give any misinformation.
Great. Thank you. No further comments or questions from me, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor Butts.
Yeah, Governor Butts, I'm sorry. I did get that information. So in 2022, those rates went up about 15% across the board. And then in February, they went up another 4% contractually. And so we have one more increase before year seven. So they could go up again. Or they will go up again. And that's an optional year. So we could look at that strategically and go back out and solicit those services to see if we could get a better rate, just depending upon how things are looking.
Perfect. And I think the Governor Butts's point, and obviously this is not what we're voting on, but to the spend on the attorney's fees and the litigation, obviously it's a necessary evil. But I do think that to Governor Butts's point, that as litigation matters come down in this case, we, meaning citizens, should obviously be doing our due diligence, which I know you guys will, in this contract, to make sure that we're getting the best representation for the best rate. And so I have confidence in that. But I think that, you know, maybe we'll come back to the claims committee on that as that contract comes up and discuss it a little further. All right. Anything else? All right, Greg, would you mind reading the staff recommendation, please?
Staff proposes that the Claims Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors to authorize up to $250 million in spend under the Claims Legal Services contract and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this Claims Legal Services consent item.
And I will entertain a motion.
I will make a motion to approve the committee recommendation.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that passes. That brings us to our, I believe, our last vendor update, Greg.
Correct. So for this last item, this is for our enterprise litigation management system. And we're seeking approval for a contract with Mitratech Holdings, Inc. to continue providing our litigation management system. This will be a one-year contract term estimated at $600,000, and that would include all costs associated with maintenance, licensing of our ELMS, which we call Acuity. We're currently transitioning to a new vendor, but until that's completed, we do require a license to continue to use their platform. So I will pause there for questions.
Now, I think this has been batted around a lot in the previous meetings, and I know been discussed at the board level too. So feel good about the new system. And I know you guys feel confident that this will get us to where we need to be. And so with that, again, I'll pause and see if any of the committee members have any questions.
No questions for me.
No questions.
Okay. With that, Greg, would you like to read the recommendation?
Absolutely. Staff proposes that the Claims Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors authorize Citizens to contract with Metrotex Holdings, Inc. for a term of 1 year for $600,000 to provide ELMS application and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with the ELMS single source extension contract consent item.
Motion to accept as read.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Greg, thank you very much. Appreciate the help. Let's see here. Last order of business, there were some addendums in there with regards to some cases in SIU in our packet. If there are any questions, I'm sure that we can get part of the team from Citizens to answer. Any questions from the committee members on that? Seeing none. I want to apologize. It dawned on me as I'm sitting down here looking, Governor White, we'd like to welcome you to the Claims Committee. We're glad to have you. Glad to have you on the board. And it's been fun having your interaction with the different committees and the board, but thank you for your service and thank you for joining. It's glad to have you.
Thanks. Honored to be a part of it.
Appreciate it. Last but not least, I just want to say I did review a lot of the information that was sent over in the packets, and I want to commend the Citizens team for being ready for a catastrophe season. So Jay and your team, congratulations. I know you guys are ready. Hopefully it's just an exercise and that we don't have to deal with anything, but time will tell. But thank you for being prepared for the citizens of the state of Florida. And with that, is there any new business? Seeing none, thank you to all the committee members and thank you to all the claims team. We will go ahead and adjourn the June 12th Claims Committee meeting. See everybody in a couple weeks at the board meeting.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you all.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.